Daily Brief, 25 May 2026. Top of mind. US-Iran deal framework catalyzed the sharpest single-day oil decline since the war began. Brent, 5% to 97.70. WTI, 5% to 91.65. As the Strait of Hormuz reopening moves closer. The S&P 500 futures rallied 0.9% overnight. Nikkei 225, for 3.1%, broke 65,000, and TIEX hit a record. However, Carlyle's Curry warns Asian oil markets are already at tank bottoms, and US shortages may hit by July. The easy oil disinflation trade may be exhausted quickly. Tickers, USO, SPX, NKY, EWJ, EWT. Long equities, short energy, for now. Catalyst Radar, US PCE inflation data this week. A hot print could kill the risk on move and revive rate hike pricing. Market already prices a 2026 hike. SpaceX IPO pricing expected around June 4th. Key test for AI demand absorption capacity, target 1.5T plus valuation. RBI rate decision. June 5th, Malhotra's unusual rupee undervalued comment signals. Hawkish tilt, hike risk rising analyst, opinion columns. FT Lex on Lincoln International. The boutique bank's success comes from paying bankers only 50% of revenue versus 60% plus at peers, and focusing on PE exits, less lumpy than public M&A. The public market value of this humility is a 15x earnings multiple, low for the sector but rising. WSJ heard on the street, Nvidia. Even at $5 trillion, Nvidia is underappreciated. Despite 50% plus revenue growth acceleration, investor apathy is extreme. CPU revenue, 20 by, alone, is approaching Intel's entire data center business, 22B. The risk is that SpaceX, OpenAI IPOs divert attention. The opportunity is that CapEx flows to Nvidia regardless. FT opinion, IPO mania signaling market top. BCA data shows S&P 500 underperforms after major IPOs. SpaceX, OpenAI Plus, Anthropic could add Hanana 40 in new equity supply, that's at 6% of US public market cap. Comparable to dot-com era, de-equitization that supported bull market may be reversing. Markets, oil, Brent 97.70, 5.2%, WTI 91.65, 5.9%. Fourth decline in five sessions, European gas benchmark fell 6.3%. But Curry warns headline inventories are misleading. Operating minimums in Asia already breached, Europe in weeks, US by July. Risk of red zone in July to August per IEA's Byrrell. Equities, S&P 500 futures, plus 0.9%, on track for ninth weekly gain. MSCI World ex-US, plus 1.3%. Japan's Nikkei, plus 3.1%, to record 65,312. Taiwan TAIEX, plus 2.9% to record above 43,000. India Nifty, pubs 1.1%, HK Korea closed, China CSI 300, plus 0.9%, on expectation that tighter capital controls, future Tiger crackdown, redirect flows domestically. Gold, plus 1.6% to 4,580 Oz, recovering on lower inflation expectations. Silver, plus 3%. Dollar index, 0.3% versus G10, weakest in weeks. INR strong, 0.4% after RBI governor's undervaluation signal. Bonds, 10-year JGB yield, 3 BP to 2.73% on oil decline, but term premiums up 70 BP since war started. Japan-specific inflation, geofiscal risks persist. USTs closed for holiday, 10Y at 4.56%, 30Y at highest since 2007. Positioning data, institutional investors 50% overweight stocks versus benchmarks. BofA survey, highest since Jan 2022. MSCI momentum factor, beating ACWI by 17 pp since March. Record two-month outperformance. Crowding risk is real. Economy. US inflation, PPI surged to 6% annualized in April. Pipeline pressures rising. Fed board language dissented by three presidents on easing bias at last meeting. Market prices full rate hike by December. FT op-ed, L. Arian. The policy put is breaking. Central banks face stark choice between supporting financial assets and protecting credibility. Higher for longer inflation plus high debt constrains fiscal monetary capacity. Bond vigilantes are back. Singapore, April CPI 1.8%, below 2% consensus, but core 1.4%. Q1 GDP revised to 6%, YYY versus 4.6% advance. MAS sees energy disruptions weighing on full year 2-4% growth. India, fourth fuel price hike in 10 days, gasoline plus 2.6%, diesel plus 2.9%, cumulative plus 7.8%, Parmeti 8.6% in May. Economist estimates inflation to climb to 5.7% versus RBI's 4.6% forecast. Business finance. SpaceX IPO, S1 reveals 19B revenue but 4.9B net loss in 2025, accelerating losses in 2026. 23 banks working. Nasdaq expected to mock open to handle volume. At 1.75T valuation target, trades at 91x trailing revenue, eclipses Magnificent 7 multiples. OpenAI, Anthropic competitiveness, FT Lex compares the three IPOs on different criteria. Anthropic's Claude coding engine revenue, doubling QOQ to 10.9B. OpenAI secured 10GW compute. SpaceX has Starlink as Plan B. Winners may be differentiated by Plan B resilience. Apollo bids 1.52B for Bodycote, 885p share cash, plus 16.1p dividend, 27% premium. Talks ongoing, deadline June 19th. Ticker, boy.ln. Short sellers profit 2.3b on gambling stocks. Flutter, 50% YTD. DraftKings, 30%. Entain, 30%. Prediction markets eating US sports betting market. UK tax hikes hurting Entain. Standard Chartered CEO backlash. Winters apologized for lower value human capital comment AI replacing 7,800 jobs. JPM's Diamond defended him. HSBC's El Hedri more cautious. World geopolitics. US-Iran deal framework. Memorandum extends ceasefire 60 days. Strait of Hormuz demined and reopened. But Trump says don't rush. Trade remains blocked until agreed, certified, and signed. Rubio, very confident. Iran's Tasnim warns obstructions over unfrozen assets could collapse deal. Strait reopening hurdles. Even with deal, IEA says 2 to 3 months minimum to clear mines. Mobilize sweepers. Insurers will demand escorts. About 500 to 2,000 ships trapped. Nobody knows timeline per HFE's Weinberg. Iran toll threat. Tehran proposes 2 Mammatullah's vessel transit fee through new Persian Gulf Strait Authority. IMO Secretary General says, not entertaining tolls. US says, we want it free. Legal, straits must be free under international law. Panama, Suez canals are artificial waterways. Fees allowed. Naphtha crisis, Japan's industrial supply lines 80% severed. Calbee, Kagome redesigning packaging with less ink. South Korean petrochemical giants slashing operating rates, declaring force majeure. Medical supply chains next at risk. Fertilizer shock, sulfur prices 850 and 900 tartan versus 150-180 pre-war. Mosaic cut phosphate output in Brazil or US. China halted phosphate fertilizer exports until August. OCP has strategic stocks through July, technology, AI. Mythos risk to banking system. ECB summoned 111 Eurozone banks to accelerate security patches after Anthropic's Claude Mythos found thousands of high-severity vulnerabilities. US banks with access must share intel with European peers. ECB, the clock is ticking. Memory stock cyclicality risk. CNBC flags that Alphabet's turbo quant compression method could reduce AI memory demand 6x. Deutsche Bank warns investors should brace for disruption. Despite Samsung plus 144% YTD and SK Hynix rally, historic patterns suggest Leopard does not change its spots. Meet computer backlash. Oracle's Ellison, OpenAI's Altman facing reputational risk from Meet computer framing. Dehumanizing language that positions humans as inferior to machines. Philosophers warn its marketing to elevate AI status. Fervo Energy IPO success. Geothermal startup plus 42% from IPO, 12.4B market cap. 658 MWh binding PPAs, costs 7,000 Tolan Kwana targeting $3,000. Tax credits through 2033, key constraint, only economic in Western US. Nebius as CoreWeave challenger, AI cloud player reported 400 MWh of quarterly revenue from 25 MWh last year. Meta deal up to 27B, Microsoft 17.4B, CapEx 20 25B this year. Designs data centers from ground up, power, cooling, servers. Standouts, China crackdown on cross-border trading, CITIC estimates HKO 250B, 32B in Hong Kong assets affected. 2-year transition period, sell only, no new buys. Futu plunges 28%. Tighter capital controls redirect flows into CSI 300. UK Institute Red Teams AI, British AI Security Institute, 100 staff, 360 Meowted budget, broke every leading model's safety guardrails, including OpenAI's ChatGPT, Anthrax recipe in 6 hours. Trump admin considering similar rules. Shaanxi mine blast kills 82. Coking coal plunged an 8% daily limit. Safety inspections could curb 4% of China's coking coal output. Spill over to alumina, 0.9%. Thermal coal supply also at risk, combines with Iran war gas disruption and summer demand. ADNOC sneaks tankers through Hormuz, using Navigate and Wanhua JV vessels with dark transits, transponders off. Shuttle runs, cargo transferred to clients off Fujairah or India's west coast. At least 3 LNG cargoes have made it out. Gentel CEO on supply chain impact. I never heard of the Strait of Hormuz before this. Raw material costs plusn 30%, container shipping 4,500 ash container from $2,000, can't pass costs to largest customer, Medicare. Risk, if conflict persists, price increases inevitable.